Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. This is Parshvika. We'll specifically cover the reasons why most of the people fail on the Redbubble shop journey or print on demand journey. So I'm going to cover all those reasons so that you, if you are doing those things, so you're going to avoid that to end up into a more successful Redbubble shop and all that. Okay guys, now I'm going to talk about the few reasons. There could be many reasons, there could be various multiple reasons, but first reason that I'm going to talk about is lack of patience, you can say, or giving up too soon, which is ultimate most important step of anything you are doing in your life. It's just not just about your Redbubble shop, it's just not about your print on demand shop. If you're starting with any other online business and you don't have patience and you are giving up too soon, thinking that it's not happening, the things are not happening the way you want to, it's not happening fast, you're not getting much of the sales, you give up, then obviously you're gonna fail. So the people think that they just need to make their Redbubble shop or their shop onto any print-on-demand platform and they just need to upload a design, 5 or 10, and then the money will going to roll into bank account, there would be multiple sales and so on. So they think that it would be so fast, it would be just within a span of few days and they'll be getting multiple different sales. And when they don't get it, they think that it's not working for them, they lose the patience and they finally give up. So lacking the patience and not actually working on the things that you need to work is another important factor of failing or failing in your Redbubble journey. So have patience guys, things take time, nothing happens overnight. And people often miss that. Multiple sales, my sales are low, this is happening, should I do that, it's not able to happen for me and all that. They think all those things, but they forget one thing, that the things take time. The real shit takes time, nothing happens overnight. You can take anyone example out there, anyone who have actually built a real business, who has actually built a real authority in their space. If you're gonna look back and see that 10 years back, 20 years back, you're gonna see that no one was knowing them. So if you take an example of the Amazon guys, in the first few years of starting with the Amazon, Jeff Bezos was struggling to get profit for their Amazon. Yes guys, the Amazon have been there for decades, and in the initial 5 to 6 years they wasn't at all in profit. Now they are one of the biggest marketplace on this planet, one of the richest person on this planet, but they were struggling when they were getting started with the Amazon in the first few years. So real shit takes time guys, it takes time to get sales, it takes time to make 5 figure, 6 figure, 7 figure, whatever your goal is, it takes time. So don't lose patience, hang on to this journey, nothing happens overnight, things takes time, the real shit takes time. And someone is telling you that this will going to happen overnight, then don't believe in them, because nothing happened overnight, the real things take time. And people actually lean into all those bullshit thinking that it doesn't take time, it should happen overnight and all that. But the second reason that I think that could be the failure of most people on the Redbubble or on is lack of the research. Yes, of course you need to upload multiple different designs, the quality designs and all those things, but where is the research like? You're just opening up a shop on the day in itself, just uploading the design without any research, whether that niche is competitive, whether the niche is in demand, whether someone is actually looking for that or not, whether it's quite competitive. You don't look for that, you just make a design and you just upload it and use any hashtags and all that just to see that if something comes out of it or not. No guys, you need to do your research. Of course you don't need to research for months to start a shop onto the Redbubble, I'm not saying that, but even if you are starting the shop on the day one, do a little bit of research, give yourself some time to actually know which is the niche that you can target, whether it's in high demand, whether it's in low demand, whether the competition is big, whether the competition is less, What is the search volume for that particular keyword? How many people are actually looking for? You can take the help of the Google Trends to look for the trends, what's are trending right now, and how the things were going to go, what you need to make, what is your strategy behind uploading the designs. Like, you need to have some sort of research, some sort of thing before actually starting anything. Because if you're just starting out of the blue without having any preparation, then you might not get those results which you want to. So I'm not telling you to do the 6 months research or a 5 months research before actually opening up a shop on the day one itself. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just telling you to do a little bit of the research to so that you would be knowing that this is the niche is popular, people are looking for it, and these are the keywords that are not quite competitive. And if you're using them in your designs might be able to be found onto the search engine on the Redbubble or any other print on demand website, and you might get few sales in the beginning. Because getting your first sale in the beginning is the toughest thing ever happened, because when you're completely new, no one knows about you, and like that platform is new and you're also new onto them, you're just uploading few designs and you're not getting your first sale, then it would be a little bit more difficult in the beginning to actually see the things working in your favor. So for that thing, you need to kind of like have a little bit of the research, like, okay, this is the thing that I need to target. Should I need to go with the niche shop? Should I need to go with the evergreen designs? Or should I need to go with the general shop? Like, what's your strategy? What the things will actually roll out? Of course, you can experiment it and see what's working for you and what's not working for you. But doing a little bit of research will really going to help you a lot to have a proper mindset, to know what to expect and to know what not to expect, so that even if you don't get the first few sales in within a week, you won't feel discouraged, you won't feel demotivated, and you know that it will going to happen maybe in a few weeks, maybe in the next month and so on. So you would be prepared for that. So that reason number three is consistency, lack of consistency. People think that they just need to upload few designs and the ball will going to roll in their favor and they're going to get more sales and so on. But the reality is that when you're choosing a platform to actually sell on that, just see if the barrier of entry is quite low, then there would be more competition, because it's easy to open up a shop, so many people would be there. So the competition will be huge and you need to stand out, you need to get your sales, so you need to be consistent on that platform. For example, for the case of the Redbubble, the barrier of entry is so low that anyone can open up a shop on the day one itself, which is pretty awesome for the people who are a complete beginner, but it's not that awesome for the people who actually want to get their first sale, because competition gonna be huge, because many people are there on the platform and anyone can do it. So obviously there would be huge competition. So how to stand out? The standing out from the market or standing out from something is really important, and how you can do that, you can do it by the consistency. Because I'm going to tell you from my own experience that not all people is consistent. That's the truth, guys. Not all people are consistent. People think that they just need to be uploading few designs a month and they're just going to leave like that, and maybe the next month or maybe within 6 months they're going to come back and see what's happening and all that. So I would tell you from my own experience that not people are consistent. So if you are consistent, then you're going to get more sales, because you are consistent, you are ahead of the crowd, you're standing in the crowd, and which will really going to help you a lot. And being consistent is just not just about your Redbubble shop or print on demand. Even if you're starting with any online venture or any online business, you need to have that consistency. For example, if you're starting with a YouTube channel like me, like I'm weak and then you're gone for 4 months or 5 months and then coming back. So having a consistency is really, really important to build any successful business, to be successful on Redbubble. Last but not the least reason, that's the fourth reason, is the designs. If your design sucked, then believe me, no one is going to purchase. It's my own personal experience, guys. I have talked in the beginning, my designs was really sucked. Like, they wasn't at all the good quality designs. And that was resulting me getting more traffic to my shop, but not getting any sales because of the designs. They wasn't looking good on that product. So that is the biggest thing, guys. Upload quality design. This is really, really important. I couldn't emphasize more about it. And also think on the more quantity as well. You need to maintain the quality, but upload more designs. Don't think just uploading 5 or 10 designs will going to get you more sales or something like that. So you need to upload more designs, and also you need to have good quality designs. See that that design is looking good onto that product or not. If you are uploading a design for a greeting card, see that whether that design will actually going to look good on the t-shirt or not. If not, then change that design, upload the t-shirt version of the design and try to see what's actually working for you. Like if you are uploading a one particular design and it's working great for you, try to replicate that, try to duplicate that, try to create different versions of that, different colors of that. Next time guys, take care. Bye.